Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God will take care of you, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 47, verses 1 and 2. Now let us see what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before that Pharaoh smote Gaza. Thus saith the Lord, behold, water rise up out of the north and shall be an overflowing flood and shall overflow the land and all that is therein, the city and them that dwell therein. Then the men shall cry and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. Now, God is a protector. He is our protector. And we must remember that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Though our enemies look as if they are going to remain in a position to have dominion over us, today God wants to remind us that this will not be the case. There are times when our enemies rise up against us and we wonder if God will ever rescue us from the clutches of their dangerous hands. There are times during our period of persecution when we feel that God is not hearing our prayers. It is possible that this is the way the children of Israel felt about God's lack of action towards the Philistines who continue to oppress them. Today, God is reminding us that one day He will answer our prayers and out of our enemies, and we'll take them out of our enemies from under the crushing weight of our hands. The same way God punished the Philistines, the same way He will punish those who continue to rise up against us. Let us take a few minutes again to examine what the Lord said to the children of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 47, verse 1 and 2. The word of the Lord said, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines, behold, that Pharaoh smote Gaza. Thus saith the Lord, behold, waters rise up out of the north and shall be an overflowing flood and shall overflow the land and all that is therein, the city and them that dwell therein. Then the men shall cry and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. Here we see the Lord telling the children of Israel that one day the Philistines will be punished for their actions. Here the Lord is reminding His people that they do not need to worry. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, when no disturbance of their repose was forsaken by any human probabilities, yet Jeremiah foretold their ruin, which Pharaoh's smiting Gaza soon after would put an earnest of, and, as it were, the beginning of sorrows to that country. It is here foretold that a foreign enemy, and a very formidable one, shall be brought upon them. Waters rise up out of the north. Waters sometimes signify multitudes of people and nations. Revelation 17 verse 15. Sometimes great and treacherous calamities. Here they signify both. They rise out of the north, whence their weather and the wind that drives away rain are said to come. But now a terrible storm comes out of that cold climate. The Chaldean army shall overflow the land like a dulug. Probably this happened before the destruction of Jerusalem, for it should seem that in Galdeel's time, which was just after the army of the Chaldeans was quite withdrawn out of those days. The country of the Philistines was but of small extent, so that it would soon be overwhelmed by so vast an army. End of quote. Today God is reminding us that He will always come to our rescue. God's eyes are upon us and we don't need to worry about our enemies because the God we serve is much stronger than our enemies. The same way the eyes of the Lord are upon the sparrows, His eyes are upon us. I pray that we will continue to put all of our trust in the Lord, and that we will never worry about our enemies, because we know that God will eventually deal with them on our behalf. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your blessing and your mercy. We thank you for the reminder, Lord, that you will always take care of us. We need not worry about the enemies that come up against us, those who talk bad about us behind our back, those who try to do us all manner of evil, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Bless us through today and help us to continue to trust in you, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.